You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hep cats, crazy kittens, jukers, jivers, and wailers. I'm your jukebox operator, Matt the Cat, welcoming you back to another edition of the Juke in the Back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, and the soul that came before rock and roll. Now, last week on the program, we started a two-part series dedicated to the great Laverne Baker. In part one, we focused on her early rhythm and blues records from 1949 to 54. This week, we're going to pick it up for part two in 1954 and carry it through to the end of 56. Now, part one didn't feature any chart hits. In fact, Laverne Baker wouldn't have a charting record until 1954. But it did feature some great early sides, recording with Eddie Sugarman Penegar's orchestra, Maurice King and his Wolverines, and of course the great Todd Rhodes, as well as several solo records under the name Little Miss Sharecropper. We ended last week's show with her being signed to Atlantic Records and her first two Atlantic releases, which unfortunately didn't go anywhere. It was her third Atlantic release, which would be one of the biggest selling records of 1955, Tweedledee. It was recorded in New York City on October 20th, 1954, with Sam the Man Taylor blowing tenor sax. Connie Kay was on the tubs, and unfortunately the rest of the musicians on that session remain unknown. The vocal group backing her up was billed as the Gliders, but they were actually Atlantic session vocal group, The Q's. Tweedledee rose to number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues chart in early 1955 and crossed over to a whopping number 14 on the pop chart. It was so popular that Mercury Records had Georgia Gibbs record a note-for-note cover version, which topped out at number 2 pop. They copied it so precisely that they even had the Gliders backing Georgia Gibbs up, and some of the musicians on the Laverne Baker recording played on the Georgia Gibbs recording. This infuriated Laverne Baker so much that she became the first musician to actually lobby Congress for a law banning note-for-note cover versions without permission of the original artist. That bill, unfortunately, didn't pass. Laverne took it even one step further, taking out an insurance policy on herself and signing Georgia Gibbs as the beneficiary. This is a true story. She sent the policy to Gibbs with a note saying that if something were to happen to her, she wouldn't want Georgia Gibbs missing out on any future money due to not being able to cover her records any longer. Man, Laverne Baker was one tough son of a gun. So let's take this little Atlantic record, drop it down on the platter, and make it splatter like pancake batter. Here she is from early 1955, kicking off part two of our two-part feature on the great Laverne Baker with the infectious Tweedledee.
Give me all the love you. frisky so-and-so. Hubba, hubba, honeydew, I'm gonna keep my eyes on you. Tweedly, 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 dog.
Tomorrow Night, which was the flip side of Laverne Baker's huge number 4 record, Tweedledee, which became one of the biggest sellers of 1955, which means a lot of people flipped it over and heard Tomorrow Night, a song that was made famous in the blues scene in 1948 when Lonnie Johnson recorded it for King Records. Elvis would also cut a version of that song in 1955. I think that Elvis probably knew the Lonnie Johnson version, but that it was the Laverne Baker version of that tune that inspired him to cut it himself at Sun Records. Laverne's next release would do even better on the rhythm and blues charts, topping out at number 3. It's Bop Ting-a-Ling, and it became a big hit in the early summer of 55. It was waxed in New York City on February 20th of 55, and features Sam the Man Taylor on tenor sax, the great Mickey Guitar Baker on the sixth string, and Connie Kay on the tubs. The rest of the musicians are unknown, except for the backing group, which is once again the Gliders, or as we know them to be, the Q's. Here's Laverne Baker's next big charter, right here on the Juke in the Back, and Bop Ting-a-Ling.
Affection, that's all I need, and when I'm
That's all I need, just give me two arms and I can turn to. That's all I need, give me two lips that I can run to. That's all I need.
Laverne Baker from the early summer of 1955 with the flip side of Bop Ting-a-Ling, That's All I Need, which also charted. It went to number 6, her first double-sided hit. And as you can tell, Laverne is really on a roll here. 1955 was her biggest year. Her next record would be her highest charter to date and features a slightly different band. It's Play It Fair, which went to number 2 on the National Rhythm and Blues lists in the early fall of 55. Play It Fair was recorded on July 14th of 55 and features Emmett Barry and Shad Collins on trumpets. Lawrence Brown is on trombone, Sam the Man Taylor is playing tenor sax, Dave McRae is on barry sax, and Lloyd Trotman's on bass. The rest of the musicians are unknown for this session. So let's glide into the autumn of 55 with a smooth ballad by this week's feature, Laverne Baker. Here's Play It Fair.
Give your heart to the one who gave her heart to you. If you must play the game, play. If you must play.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, and contributors Mark and Marion McAlpine, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Michael Carey, H. Scott Prosterman. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
What I said, oh yeah, but let me tell you, woman, I've got you covered. Hold it, sister, don't move any further. Stop, stop, put on my man. 'Cause I've got something that'll really change your plan. Head like a chopping block, you're looking for a saddle just to fill your sock. Let me tell you, woman, you better get lost, 'cause when it comes to my man, I'm still the boss. You better stop. Hold up now. Slow down. I mean, cool it. Freeze it, honey. Do you hear what I say? Oh, yeah. Ha ha. Ha ha.
That's one of my favorites. Laverne Baker, this week's feature on The Juke in the Back with You Better Stop. That was not issued as a Laverne Baker single, but in 1956 Atlantic Records put it out as part of a various artists EP called All Star Rock and Roll. Ivory Joe Hunter, Clyde McFadder, and Ruth Brown were also featured on that EP set. It was never issued as a Laverne Baker single, but it did appear on her 1962 LP, C.C. Rider. It comes from the same session as the hit record we heard right before it, Play It Fair. That was recorded on July 14, 1955 in New York City. Another song from that same session became the B-side of Play It Fair. It's the classic tune, That Lucky Old Sun. Frankie Lane was the first to make that a hit record in 1949. Then Vaughn Monroe, Louis Armstrong, and eventually Ray Charles would also sing that tune. Here's Laverne Baker with her own take on That Lucky Old Sun. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging this week's feature on The Juke in the Back, and the soul that came before rock and roll. It's part two of Laverne Baker.
In the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay, while that lucky old son got nothing to do.
our man. Sweat for my kids. Work till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around the heaven all day. Wash all my troubles away. While that lucky old son got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Happiness Forever, Laverne Baker's sixth single for Atlantic Records, and Another Hit. That one topped out at number 13 during the spring of 1956. It was the flip side of Get Up, You Sleepyhead, which we'll hear a little bit later in the show as the Great 78. It was recorded on December 21st, 1955, as was this next one, Fee Fee Fi Fo Fum, which was issued as Laverne's seventh Atlantic single. Let's dig on it right now as we feature part two of our two-part series on Laverne Baker. This week we're focusing on her recordings from 1954 through the end of 1956. Here's Fee Fee Fi Fo Fum on The Juke in the Back. Now.
No matter, darling, where you are, lonely. Yes, do the things I want you to. Give me a break, just one break. I'll do the same for you.
Laverne Baker with I'll Do the Same for You, the flip side of Fifi Fi Fo Fum. That seventh Atlantic single failed to chart, but this next one had her back on the charts again. It's I Can't Love You Enough. It's a great up-tempo number that hit number 7 during the fall of 56. It was recorded in New York City on June 14, 1956, with the Ray Ellis Orchestra. Unfortunately, all the musicians for this session are unknown. Some of these Atlantic recording sessions didn't have the best record keeping. Here's this week's feature, Laverne Baker, with I Can't Love You Enough. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the soul that came before rock and roll, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back.
Sorry, I can't say it enough, I can't pray it enough. Well, everyone can see I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me? I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me? If I had forever with nothing else to do, entrance you enough, no sorry. I can't tell you enough, I can't spell it enough. Oh, won't you hear my plea? I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me?
I love you with all my heart. Why can't you love me? La di da da di da, la di da da di da, la di da da di da.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week we're featuring Laverne Baker, and I want to take her hit record, My Happiness Forever, which hit number 13 during the early spring of 56, and flip it over. This was another double-sided hit. On the flip side, you have Get Up, You Sleepyhead, which topped out at number 15. It was recorded on January 10th, 1956, and is this week's Great 78. Laverne Baker with the Gliders and Orchestra, and Get Up, You Sleepyhead.
A little birdie with a yellow bill hopped upon my windowsill. He
birdie gets the worm. To get ahead, you better be firm. Get up, get up, get up, you sleepy head.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing them on the juke in the bag.
Laverne Baker with Still, the flip side of I Can't Love You Enough. Both songs charted, making that Laverne Baker's third double-sided hit single. Still went to a whopping number 4 during the early fall of 56. It was recorded with the Ray Ellis Orchestra on June 14th of 56. Next, we have a song that became Laverne Baker's biggest rhythm and blues hit, Jim Dandy. It's a tune about a hep cat who seems to help women out of all their jams. It's not the best written song in the world, but the way Laverne Baker sells it, she just makes this record. I have to say, Laverne Baker made this song a hit. It hit number one on the National Rhythm and Blues lists on March 9, 1957. It topped the chart more than a year after it was recorded, which was on January 10th of 56. Sam the Man Taylor is playing tenor sax, while John Barrows is playing the French horn. Dave McRae is on Barry sax, with Teddy Charles on the vibes. Ernie Hayes is on the piano, with George Barnes on guitar. Lloyd Trotman's on bass, and the great Panama Francis is banging those tubs. Jim Dandy crossed over to number 17 pop, making it her second biggest pop hit. If you remember, Tweedly Dee back in 55 went to number 14 pop. This is definitely one of her best remembered records. Here's Laverne Baker with the Gliders and Orchestra and Jim Dandy.
Go on, Jim Dandy.
Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy on a mountain top. 30,000 feet to drop. Spot a lady on a runaway horse. Aha, that's right, of course. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy met a girl named Sue. She was feeling a kind of blue. Jim Dandy, he's the kind of guy. Never liked to see a little girl cry. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go! Jim Dandy in a submarine got a message from a mermaid queen. She was hanging from a fishing line. Jim Dandy didn't waste no time. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy wanted to go to Maine. Got a ticket on a DC plane. Jim Dandy didn't need no suit. He was hip for Hannah ready to boot. Jim Dandy to the rescue. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, Jim Dandy. Go, go, go. 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 Jim Dandy. Go on, Jim Dandy. Jim Dandy, go.
Bye.
Laverne Baker with Tra-La-La, the flip side of Jim Dandy. Now, Jim Dandy went to number one on the rhythm and blues lists, but Tra-La-La failed to chart. Jim Dandy went to number 17 on the pop lists, and Tra-La-La actually made it to number 94. So it's kind of weird having a song chart on pop, but not R&B. That tune and a performance of it was featured in the Alan Freed film Rock, 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 starring a very young Tuesday Weld. I hope you've enjoyed part two of our two-part feature on one of the queens of rhythm and blues, Laverne Baker. She would remain with Atlantic Records until 1965. Along the way, she kept charting more hits. Jim Dandy got married, I Cried a Tear, which was a huge R&B and pop hit in 58, I Waited Too Long, Saved, which was written by Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, and of course, the classic C.C. Rider. After she left Atlantic, she signed with Brunswick Records. In 1969, during a USO tour of Vietnam, she came down with pneumonia, so she went over to the U.S. Naval Base in Manila to recover. While recovering, she was offered the entertainment director job at the base. Laverne Baker would remain in Manila for nearly 20 years. She returned to the United States in 1988, where she began performing again. Her music was featured on movie soundtracks. She even replaced Ruth Brown in the Broadway hit Black and Blue. In 1991, Laverne Baker was elected to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right where she belongs. She was a rhythm and blues superstar that crossed over and became one of rock and roll's top female artists. Unfortunately, both of her legs were amputated due to complications of diabetes, but she continued to perform up until her death on March 10, 1997. She was 67 years old. I hope you dug my two-part feature on Laverne Baker. If so, drop me a line and let me know. Send it to mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Remember, until next time, soul is a feeling. And you'll get that feeling each week right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. Let's close down this week's show the same way we opened it, with her hit tune, Tweedledee. This time we're going to hear it performed on Alan Freed's CBS Rock and Roll Dance Party radio program, which was a summer replacement series during the summer of 1956. Here she is performing it live with the Count Basie Orchestra backing her up. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you next week on another Juke in the Back. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.
And now, back to our microphone, comes the originator of one of our great songs of the past year, Laverne Baker and Tweedledee.
The beast is fighting. I'm going to see my honey tonight. Kiss to me before
Well, we've run out of whiskey, and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.